Metzuba, the Yaisa, me shame the Metzuba. Trashid Nichulu, the Mikvul of a Chaybon. The Godam, Tuba, the Yaisa.
Therefore, when two people sit down tea together, even though if they want to, they could be mezamin, there's still nicha that the waiter should sit down and eat with them also. Because now we have three, there's a chiyuv upon us to bench the zimun. And if we do the zimun, the chiyuv, it's a bigger schar.
So mele goda mitzvah v'yaisa, that's why the nicha. The nicha for the waiter to eat with them. Yes. We'll soon see. We'll see about exactly how far zimun goes. We'll see it. Toshima, we want to bring a raya. If two people eat together, do they have rishus to be mizamah together or not? Noshim mizam nois liyatzma. It's a mishnah erchin, a gemara than noshim. If a few, three, at least a few noshim, mashma at least two. Rabbim, a lot of noshim mizam nois liyatzma. They could bench by themselves together with zimun. The yavodim, who are the yavodim, mizam liyatzma. Let's say you have together a mixture of some women and some avodim, or kitanim, with kitanim also. Even if they want to be mezamim together, there they shouldn't be mezamim. The reason is that Rashi, for the first time, it's not nice to have women and avodim together. Mishum pritusa, it's a pritus. Bein de noshim, bein de mishkazoch of the avodim biktanim. The Noshim and the Avodim are Pritzus, and the Ketanim with the Avodim are Pritzus Meshum Mishkav Zohar. So this Chabur is not a nice Chabur of people being together. Therefore, women and Avodim together are not mitzvah to make a Zimun. As if you have two Noshim and two Avodim, there's no Chiyus Zimun, even though now you have four. Rakopon, what's Nogay to us? The Dik is. What?
If you only have three women.
Then you have, that's the ratio. Noshim is Zamnus Liatzvun. That if you have three women, they can make a Zimun if they want. We'll soon see. So the idea is now, no matter how many noshim you have, is only ketrei gavri dan. Means that most noshim have a loch like two. What it means to say is it doesn't have a loch like three men. We in the Mishnah, three men, that's a chiyuv zimun. You have three women, they're not as choshev as three men. At most, they're just like two men. Uketoni noshim is zan l'atzmon. And it says, if you have three women, they could make a zimun together. So three women shouldn't be better than two men. Right, it also says the avodim is zamun liyatzman. If you have three avodim, they can also make zimun together. So who are these three people? Are not better than two men. Shirashi, the afilu meyer, even 100 women is ketrei damin. Shirashi linyin choyva. Why? The ain chayuvus lezamin. Avad, even 100 women have no chiyuv to make zimun. Avad, the chiyuv zimun is only three men. Three women have no chiyuv. Now still there's a loch of Yimrotsu Mizamnin. But if the three women, if they want Rishus, if they want to be Mizamnin, they could be Mizamnin. Of the Zohar, the Churdig is Huadin Lishnayim. Huadin, the same Sforsh applied to two men. Even though two men have no Chiv, even though we don't have a Chiv, if you want to, you could. Just like by Noshim. 100 women have added as no Chiv Zimun. The Rabbanon only gave a Chiv Zimun upon men. But that's when we say if Noshim want to, that's the loch. If they want to be Mizamnin by themselves, they're allowed to. So who as far as Shmihuadin, two men should also be allowed to be mezamin. So the Gemara no. Shani hosam dika deis. Our kopanim still there are three people by three women. Like you can makayim the pasuk called begoydul lakenu. Rav the Rav Hashem mitzvah shmi yachta. You have three. So there's an inyan rishus. Hashenkein by men. Since you only have two men, could be there's not even a rishus. Shrashi dika deis. Tia fagav linyin choiva. Ein echayovas. Even though 100 women have no chiyuv to be mezamin, linyin rishus. But if they want to be mezamin, deyo shloisha chashivi lohoidois tvei mishnei anoshim. Still, there's a svar if you have three women, they're more choshev than just two men, because they sang shvach together. The ikim mishum gadol hashemiti. You have a kim. The post before you have three people together. So even though noshim have no chiyuv, but when they want to, three are allowed to, because you have three akoponim. Mashenkin, two men is only two. You don't have a kim of the pot before, God la shemiti. You don't have two to one, you don't have three, so maybe there's no rishus. Right, you have no raya.
Can women say
Shem Hashem in the Zimun? That's a shaylin, it's a shaylin. For the more, Ihochi, aim a sefer, what does it say in the sefer? Noshim v'yavodim, if you have two men and two avodim, im rotzul azamen aim azamen. We don't let them aim azamen. If the kasha my loy, it's once you're saying there's a rishus, so why can't they do it also? You have a kopon of three people. Good, you only have two women, but you have two avodim. Together you have four deus. So if you're saying there's a mile of having the mitzvahs, three people, even though there's no chayv, they're having three women, you're saying they're better off than two men. Because three women are called part of them are like three different dayos. So who are then two women and two avodim are also like 4 days. So why can't they be mezavim if they want to? And the Gemara is true, there's different svara. Shani yosu mishum pritusa. Like we're saying, the whole yisrael is diminished. You have people staying together. The chabura is like a nice chabura together to be mezavim. But here it's a pritus. To have two women and two avodim together, it's a pritus together. So like it's not a nice chabura. Therefore there's no chiv zimun. Even if they want to, they can't be mezavim. So there's no kasha what we're saying now. That when you have three women, it's reshus if they want to, they could be mezamin. Why? Because a koponim you have, God l'shamiti, you have three. Mashenkin, two men could be, don't have a reshus, even if they want to. The maisa about noshim, Taizol says, mikan mashma, second Taizviz, the noshim yecholus lezamin liyatzman. If noshim want to, if three ladies are eating together, if they want, they could make a zimun. V'chein osa b'nois rabbeinu avrom, chamash rabbi Yehuda. That's what they used to do. Al pi avim, miuzak toys le nagu oilam kain. The mini girlam is not to. And toys taki yes a kosher. Why not? And the ma'isa the mini girlam is not to. Noshim don't. But if they want to, they're allowed to. Three noshim get together, eat together, and they want to make a zimin. Dosh chanam shloim and they eat together. You shouldn't stop them. They're allowed to if they want to. So that's a locha. They have no chiyuv to, but if they want to, they could. Now the Gemara says to stein limer bring a proof that the rav the yom and rotzel zamin. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. It's Rav and Rav Yochanan, whether two people, if they want to, could they be mezamin or not? So the Gemara Tistayim, the Rav, the Yomeim, Rotsu Lezamin, and mezamin. I'll bring a Raya. Rav is the one that says that two, if they want to, can't be mezamin. The Yomer Rav Dimer by Yosef. Dimer by Yosef said over. Omer Rav. Three people sat down to eat together. The yotze echad mehem l'shuk. One of them went outside of the shuk. Is alocha kurim loy. You're allowed to be kareyatim, like tell him we're going to be mezamin or mezamin olov, and you can mezamin together. So drashi kurim loy loy dia shem roitz lezamin. Has three people started to eat together, so it's chal upon the mechiv zimun. Then one person before he finished earlier, before he benched, he walked outside. But luckily now, when these two people finish eating, they're allowed to call him, even though he's outside, and make a zimun now. Shrashi v'yefane aleihem, he'll turn towards them, p'mokim my modoy, p'dei lehem b'kach. It's enough, even though the third person is outside. And when you say, b'osh chanam shloi, he can answer you, that's enough to make a zimun like that. So the diuk, taimo dekorim loy. Why is it enough these two people to be mezamin? Because I call upon them, they're screaming to the third person, he hears them. Ho loy korim loy. Mashma, the third person outside can't hear them, they can't talk to him. Loi, mashma, they can't be mezamin. So Saraya, two people can't be mezamin. And the monachimol, shani hosem, the kovalub, chayvim ikara. There it's different. About those three people, Matkhila sat down to eat together, there was chal upon them a chiyah to be mezamin. Therefore, how would they yitzhak a chiyah? Only if when these two are being mezamin, the third person listens. But if the third person doesn't listen, they can't be mekayim the chiyah. But maybe Rishus they do have. Ella the Gemara Tistayim the Rav Yechon who diyama in Rosh Lezamin ein mezamin. I'll bring in our Rai Faket. It's Rav Yechon the one that says that if two people want to, they can't be mezamin. Diyama Rabba Bar Bachona. Omer Rav Yechon. Shnayim she'ochlu kachas. Two people sat down to eat together. Yidalocha echod mehem yoytze bevirchas chaveroi. One person could bench for his chaver and be mitzi his friend. What's the chiddush on this? Tanina, we learned already. The more sukkah, shoma v'loyona yotza. If you heard the bracha, and even if it didn't answer amen, still you yotza. He said the lachas by brachas, one person could be mitzvah the other one. By brachas and mitzvahs for sure. It's only a shalom by brachas haneni if one can be mitzvah the other one, because he has no chiyuv to make the bracha. But where there's a chiyuv upon you to make a bracha or to do a mitzvah, and you don't know how to make the bracha, there's a lacha, I can be made to you. So who I did by benching. Once you already ate, now there's a chiv upon you to bench. So I can be made to you with brachas. What's the chiddush here? One can make the bracha for the other one. The chiddush here is that when two people ate together, even if one is benching for the other one, they can't make birchas a zimun though. That no. True, you could bench. One could bench for the other one. But birchas a zimun you do not have. It's the time. There's a core raya, doesn't matter what, when two people are together, they have no birzim, and they can't be zamen together. Even though one, the yevet, could be made to the other one, but they can't make zimun. Omale rova bar rafuna, the rafuna. For rabbon and the yosem marova, the rabbon came from Eretz Yisrael, omru, im rotsu lezamne mezamne. They said, if they want to be mezamne, they could be mezamne. Mashma too, they hold, could be mezamin. My love, the Shmielei Rabbi Yochanan, they heard over from Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So this Talmidim that came from Eretz Yisrael heard over that if two people eat together, they have a reshut to be mezamin. Luchu, they heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, and that should be a kashan. Rabbi Yochanan, we just said, it says not like that. Rabbi Yochanan says two cannot be mezamin. Said to Marloi, the Shmielehu Mirab, Makmi the Nochas Lebobel. They heard over from Rav. His Rav is the other man, the Yomah. So Rav is, it was a machlokes before Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rabbi Yochanan says they can't be mezamen, it was Rav that says they could be mezamen. So his people from Eretz Yisrael heard over from Rav before Rav moved to Bavel. His Mechila Rav also lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav said his halacha there in Eretz Yisrael, I hold two people is allowed to be mezamen. And then Rav moved to Bavel. So his Talmidim now that came to Bavel still remember the memra from Rav and Bavel. But we hold halacha like Rabbi Yochanan that says that two people is not allowed to have a bricha zimun. Even if one wants to be right to the other one with the bracha, but zimun they don't have. Sidrashi, on mizamnin ola v'yafa pi shayna bo'etzl. V'yam reb zayu lo'ema shayn bricha zimun b'neyim. Le'bol olam denu ela shayn tzrichun zimun. The chiddush here, when two people lay together, even if one benches to the other one, there's no zimun. The chiv on the echad yetzir bricha z'chaveroi ashminin dein zimun. Because if there would be a mitzvah zimun here, bircha shneim hi, it's considered that they both made the bracha together. Shrei oimen nevorach vuoine baruchu. Since they say baruchu, they answer back together. It's cool that they both made the bracha. And since Rabbi Yochanan said that one can bench for the other, it's mashma of pashar alocha. I make no benching for you, but no zimun. Lav de shmilu Rabbi Yochanan the bar marova who dilu rabba bubble heavy. Blame marova heich shmilu. That's what they heard from him before. Gufa. Omer Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Omer Rav. Shloisha Shoflu Kacha. The three people sat down and eat together. The Yotz Echel Mehem Leshuk. And one of them left earlier. Either he benched, even if he benched Halacha Riz. And he went outside. Is Halacha Kurim Loi. These two people now, when they get finished eating, they're allowed to call the third person outside. And Mazamin Halach. Habib, the third person, could hear them. They're allowed to say the Bracha. Baruch Shechanam Shaloi. But even though we hold two is not allowed to, but here it's considered like you have three people. Omer Abaye, Vudu Koru Levi Yoni. Only if this person outside hears what you called him, and he answers back, he answers Baruch Shechanam Shaloi. Omer Mazutra, V'loyamon Ela B'shloisha. There's only a head there when you start off with three, and one left out, that you can mezamen together. Av will be Asor, in the case we start out 10 people eating together. That now when they bench as the Chiyot to stay in the Baruch Elokeinu, they say Hashem's name with 10 people. Here you only say Hashem's name at the Nisi. Only if you have all 10 people sitting down and benching together. But Lu Yitzu, you only have 9, and one left and he's outside, it doesn't help to call him. He's the same of Baruch Elokeinu, you have to have all 10 sitting together. Maskalor of Asher, Asher Yestakash and Svorin should be Pufakared. Adarabah, Ipcha Mistavra. His Svor is just the opposite way. Tisha, if you have 10 people eating together, and now one person goes outside, how many is left? 9 people. If the Chura Tisha, Niran Kasara, 9 people, Mamish looks like 10. So people say, you say Elokeinu, they're not going to be in the statement, how come you say Elokeinu? 9 looks like 10. And really you have 10, because the 10th one is outside. Mashenken Shnayim, here we only have 2 sitting together, how could they make a Zim? And Niran Kishlesha, 2 everybody could tell, it's only 2, not 3. So how come you say when you have 2 and 1 outside is good? So when you have 9 and 1 outside for sure it should be good. So the Gemara still, the Hilchos HaKim Mazutra. So the Lach is like Mazutra said. When you have 10 people that say Elokeinu, they have to be together. My timer, Kivu Deboyu Latkure Shem Shemayim. Since you have to mention Hashem's name, Elokeinu, Botsu Miasar Alav Urcha Arya. It's not Urcha Arya to say Hashem's name unless you have 10 people sitting together. The pshat is only because you have the Shechina there. When you have 10 people together, it's called the Shechina is there, then you say Elokeinu. So if you only have 9 together, one person outside, you can't say Elokeinu. Slashi, Leia Morin, Deloitte, Sarach, Lemaitse, Gabay, and Leshloisha. That the third one should be outside, not inside. Avalas Sarach, it's Starful, Mishumas, Kuras, Hashem, Adiyaitse, Gabayu. Nirin Katsura, they know they Mamaya Lahavka may not sell Tishi. You can't tell the difference between 9 and 10. But the biggest Svara 9 should be good. Still, the Gemara of the Teretz know that when you say Hashem's name, you have to have 10 people there together. Omar Rabbi, Naktinon, what's the Maskona? Shnaim, Sheochlu Kachat, Mitzvah Lachalik. When two people ate together, there's a mitzvah of Shasta Brocha to bench separately. Have two different brichas of mozin, one should not be made to the other one. V'atanya nami hochi. And that's Kiddush. Not only that there's no mitzvah zimun, but even one should not be made to the other one, they should bench separately. Tanya nami hochi. Shnaim shoch l'kacha. Mitzvah l'chalit. There's a mitzvah to make two separate brochas. Hey, here we say that brochas as others. About it's a brit brocha d'iraisa, it's a chiva to make your own brocha d'iraisa. The mavimedevo, mamurim, kishneim soifrim. When both are soifrim, means they know how to bench, they know how to make the brocha. Avalechot soifrim, one knows how to bench. The echad borim, one doesn't know how to bench, it's like empty, he doesn't know how to bench. Then avada soifrim avorach bor yoitze. Then avada, that's the locha, that the soifrim can make the brocha for mozim, and the other one is yoitze with the shmiya, like we had before. Shemeya is koine, even if you don't answer amen, still you yoitze. Sidrashi, mitzvah lechaleg, or levorech, kol echad b'fniyatma, is a mitzvah to separate. Bein brichas ha-moitzi, bein brichas ha-moitzi. This is Rashi Shita. That even for moitzi, one person should not be moitzi the other one. And Taisa before, din zechan Rashi, nalochu and mechulak and Rashi, Taisa zavada for brichas ha-moitzi, we had brochas before by Paris, that one person did make the brocha for the other one. It's only for benching, so he said, about so the rights to bench, there we say it's a mitzvah lechalik. But the bracha rishayna, one could be made to the other one, even if you only have two people eating together. But we spoke out on all, as Mishmur says, the man is there, we're not knowing this act that one makes the bracha for the other person. Habi can make the bracha yourself, it's better off, because she has to be mechavet every word he's saying, and to understand what he's saying. And we don't have such good kavanos, you're always better off making the bracha yourself. Only for Lechem Mishnah, we might see one the other to be honest with the Lechem Mishnah. We also for Kiddush. Omar Rova, Hom Yilso Amriso Ano V'Tengro Mishmei the Rabbi Zeira Kavosi. As I said over this memory, and I heard over from Zeira the same way. The what? Shloisha Shoch L'Kacha. Three people sat down to eat their meal together. They washed and played the moitz together. Echot Masrik Lishnayim. Now what about if two people got finished eating and they're in a rush, they want to go, they want a bench now, and the third person has a big suda, he's enjoying himself, taking another 20 minutes till I finish, what's the locha? Does the one person have to stop eating now to answer Berachas Zimun with these two people? Yet that's the locha. Echot, one is mechuyev to be Masrik Lishnayim. Lashen King Vein Shnayim Masrikim Yechot. Let's say one finished early and he wants to go, he wants a bench now. The other two people have no chiyuv to stop eating to hear Birchas HaZimu together, but the one person has to wait till the other two gets finished. Trashi Echot Mafsik Hashnayim. Im Gomru Hashnayim Sudosan. Two people got finished eating. Veroitzim Lazamin. Derech Eretzu She Echot Mafsik Yesudosan. It's nice that the third person should stop eating. Achi Zamnu Olov Ad Birchas HaZon. There are no bricha zimun. Like we'll see later, that's what we pass in. That bricha zimun means we say Baruch Hashem Shloi, we answer, and then the whole first bracha, also the one person says it out loud, and all three should listen to it. Well, the other two should listen to it. Then the chayzer, the goyim etzadosei, hey, this one person still didn't finish his meal, he finishes his meal, and later he has to bench over again. Avushnayim, but let's say two people are still eating. Ein aleim lahasik b'shvil hayochin. If only one person finished eating first, then the other two don't have to stop their meal. But this first person that finished has to wait until the other two finished eating, and then they'll be mezamen. So since they started to eat together, three people, there's a chiv upon them to be mezamen together, and one can't leave without them. Is that true? That if one gets finished early, the other two doesn't have to stop for him? For Rav Papa, if Siklei Liaba Ma Brei Iyu Bechat, Rav Papa was eating a suda with Ma Brei and another person, and Ma Brei got finished eating first. So the mice was Rav Papa stopped his suda with this other person to answer Brichas Zimun for Ma Brei. You see, even though one person got finished early, the other two did stop for him. And the Gemara Shani Rav Papa the flame Rishus Adin Hu Diyozit. He did something special. He wasn't mechuyev. The din is you don't have to do it. Just if you want to, you could do it. And if one gets finished this early and he wants to leave now, he has to bench now. So if you other two want to stop and listen to his birchas adimun, they could. If a shur din, you could. Trust a famous shur din. That means liach shavuya. But he was machshav this mabrei. So to machshav if he did it. Then who the other? Yehuda ma bar mereima uma baravashi. Rav Acha midifta. Kachi rifta b'hadi adodi. All these three people ate together. Lehevi b'uchad hevi muflug mechavri. Levruchi. They came to bench now. They wanted mechavid one person to make birchas adimun. And usually they thought, who are you mechabit? The Gadol. Here, all three were the same madrega, all just as choshim. They didn't have anyone's muflid. Or bazoi, yosef v'kom yiboylu. They sat down and have a shayla. Hod it not. Not that the Mishnah says. Shloi sheshoch l'kachas chayov nazamein. Three people eating together as the chiyuv to make a zimun. Hani mili heichu dikod and Gadol. That's when you have one person over the other two, if you mechabit him. Abul Haycha, the Chiyadodin, and when all three people at the same Madrego, Cholet Brochus Adif. Maybe it's better each one should bench by himself and have a special Bichr of Himen. That's what they did. Baruch Inish Lanavshe. All three of them decided it's Kedai to bench separately. Since we don't know who to be Mechabit, to bench, we'll all bench separately. That was the Maitha. Then what happened? Osla came with the Mrema. They came in front of Mrema. Omalu Mrema told him, you did wrong. You day Brocha Yitzosim. You talk a bench, you ate the mitzvah derives the bench, you talk a true. You were not Mekayim Yechayv of Zimun. At Emerson, you three ate together. You had a chiyuv to make Zimun. And even though you don't know who to be Mechabit, flip a coin, whatever you want, but one has to be Mezamin. And you didn't do it, you're not Yoyitz Yechayv. The chiyuv famous, the Yeskun Bezoy Nahadru, after we bench, let's make Zimun again. The Chura didn't mean to bench over again. They just said, just let's say Baruch Shechanam Shaloi, just let's say the first Birchas of Zimun. So if the Tomorrow Terrence, no, ain't Zimun of Mafreya, that you can't do. Hey, once you're ready bench, you can't just say Baruch Shechanam Shloi Tzuvachayinu. Hey, Baruch Shechanam Shloi Tzuvachayinu is only a bracha you say before benching. I will soon explain. Birchas HaZimun is like hachona for benching. But if you're ready bench, there's no hachona, you're not preparing yourself for benching, there's no Birchas HaZimun. Like some ask for Kasha. Birchas HaZimun, Yaki, you understand this? Birchas HaZimun always say is Baruch Shechanam Shloi Tzuvachayinu. That's called the bracha. The Kashtim of Parshim is, where's the shame in Malchus? We always say, call bracha, shame by shame in Malchus, not called the bracha. So it's like, where's the bracha sazimun? So Teres, they say is, that this bracha is really only a hachona for benching. So since late in benching, you say, l'keinu melech olam, you say Malchus, and melech, it's shayach to have a bracha zimun before. But though you started this bracha that we say, v'reshus v'vorach, v'vorach shachanam ishloi, and yet the back, v'vorach shachanam ishloi, v'dum v'chinu, it's called a bracha. Even though it doesn't have Hashem's name here, that's because it's hachona for benching. And benching has Hashem's name. But though you say this zimun is like hachona, it's a hiddur to bench this way. But here, where they already benched separately, now just to say the hiddur by itself, it has no vetlach. You're not even allowed to say this bracha by itself, because it doesn't have Shema Malchus. You can't stop now saying, Nevorosh Shechanam Shloi, Nevorosh Shechanam Shloi with the Bechino. So there's no way to. The whole point of the halacha is that they should have made a zimun together. Three people ate together and they started to bench now. They started to make a zimun. So the Baal said, the one said, they said, now somebody walked in. While these three people are making a zimun, what should this fourth person do now? It's not like just to sit there and be quiet. If people are making brachas to Hashem, it's only nice to be mishtatev and do something with them. What should you say? Hey, Zbor, fourth person, Sam from the shuk, walked in. Olmosim Shem of Orchim, he found three people making a brachas to zimun. Mal, Oymarach Rehim, what do you say after them? Razvidoma, Baruchu, Omavorach. You didn't answer, Baruchu, Omavorach, Shechanu, Mashallah, Baruchu, Omavorach, Omavorachinu. And you can't say Baruch Shechanu Mishloi because you're beneath. You just say Baruch Hu Uvutu V'chiyinu. We are proper Rama Oinu Amen. No, you only answer Amen. You only say anything else. Marvel like Pligis, no Kasha. Hold the Yashachinu the Ka'amri Nevorach. If you come in when the one that's benching starts off saying Nevorach, so the people answer back Baruch Shechanu Mishloi. You should answer back Baruch Hu Mavorach Shema, you should say. Hold the Yashachinu the Ka'amri Baruch. In the second case, the answer Amen is when the one Mavorach is answering back already. After he said Mavorach, then the other two said Baruch Shachana Mishloi. Now the Mavorach is answering also Baruch Shachana Mishloi B'tzuv Chayinu. So now he can't say anything else, then he only answers on me. But tomorrow. Nukamri Baruch. Ashachinu Nukamri Mavorach. If you come in when they're first starting Zimun, when the one is holding the curse, it's the curse. His first saying, the Baruch Shachana Mishloi, Oimeh Baruch HaMavorach. That's what you say. Ashachtinu Dukamri Baruch, if you come when the Mezumin is ending off, Baruch Shachana Mishloi, then you just say Amen. That's why we hold Halacha like this.
First, go down this good Shabbat there. What's the Nusach is? Yeah, right.
That's the answer. You come in when the person is saying or a voice of invention, so you answer also Baruch Mavarach Shemay Tamad Leilam Voed. If you come when he's answering already, the second one's answering back, Baruch Shachana Mishalai, then you just say Amen. Right.
Why don't we use Amen when the
Because you said already, you answered already. Baruch Shachana Mishalai is enough, you don't have to answer Amen then. Some people do, but the meaning is not. I mean, meaning, but. Because you already yaitse, you were part of this, you answered. Here, a third one didn't say anything. He didn't say anything yet. Right. Tani Chodah. Ho'ayna omen achir b'choysav harayzeh meshubach. The answer omen, after you yourself made a brach, it's a good thing. The tani yidach harayzeh magun, it's not a good thing. And all the kasha. Hova b'ni Yerushalayim. This is one of the only brachas when we say in benching, b'ni Yerushalayim, we say Amen afterwards. Teretz is, because this is the end of the first three brachas, which is Midiraita. So we're ending and finishing our brachas. Midiraita, we answer Amen. Hova b'sha brachas. Every other bracha, when we say it ourselves, we do not answer Amen. Abaya oni lei b'kola. When Abaya came to B'nei Yerushalayim, Baruch Hashem on b'ni brachas with Yerushalayim, and he said Amen, he answered with a loud voice, b'kola. Why? It's the work, you should hear it. We had before. Poilim that are working, they're allowed to take off time to bench, but they're not allowed to say Atayv Yemetiv. Since it's only Midirabonim, so you used to say Amen loud, that the Poilim should know, now I finished benching Midiraitim. I'm going to continue on now, say Baruch Hashem, Atayv Yemetiv. You, Poilim, have to get up and go do your business. Go do your work. You have no right to Mavato to hear the next Baruch.
Before you
don't
have to answer Amen loud from the bracha.
What's
that?
Well, you answer Amen louder. Not the bracha, not only Amen, the whole bracha he said. Only the call, the whole bracha he said. Oh no, Rashi said no. Rashi says the Amen. Yeah, so the locker is that when you do it for a purpose, it's mutter. Then next time you shouldn't do it. That's how he says. But if you have a purpose, why you do it, then you're allowed to. Like some say, if the idol is sleeping, and you want to say, oh, they got a loud army to wake everybody up, it's also mutter. You're doing it for purpose, it's mutter. I mean, that's time that he did it to do it together. Here was a purpose, he did it. Look, the play we made the lovely racer. We have Ashi, though, on the label of Chisha. Forget, we have Ashi answered, oh, man, and this, he answered very quietly. People shouldn't think, oh, we finished, Birchas Amos, the Midi Racer. Now I'm only doing the Rabbanon and Gebrocha, I'll do it fast, I'll skip some words. Nasi Mazalz in the bracha, he answered, "Veishlayim, Bani Rachel Yishlayim." Amen. He said quietly. We have Zayra Cholish. Zayra got sick. He's oil lagabe of Avua. Avua went to visit him.